the night I hear them, the voices unknown on guests that whisper, lisp, and murmur, and will not let me rest. The voices that seem to question in unknown words to me are fabulous adventures and hopes and dreams of this and the world to be. Voices of mirth and music as in sumptuous homes and sounds of mourning as of gathered friends in country burial grounds. The cadence of the maiden's voice as their lover band repeats, and the little children sing as under orchard trees. And up in chaos of my deepest dreams I hear sounds of the fans and laughter filling the atmosphere with their voices. They call to me from the darkness, they cry to me from the gloom, till I start sometimes from my pillow and peer through the haunted room. When the face of the moon at the window wears a pallor like my own, and seems to be listening with me to the low, mysterious tone. The low, mysterious clamor of voices that seem to be striving in vain to whisper old secret things to me, of a something dread to be warned of a rapture yet withheld, or hints of the marvelous beauty of songs on syllables. Whatever and ever the meaning, all just fails and dies, and only the silence quavers with the sorrow of my sighs.